get it here on a Monday. Mitch McConnell has set Wednesday of this week, October 20th, to vote on a $500 billion COVID relief bill, far more targeted than the White House's $1.8 trillion relief measure and far more targeted than the $2.8 trillion boondoggle the Democrats tried to push through. The skinny coronavirus bill that he said the Senate will vote on this Wednesday, the bill far more targeted, $100 billion to schools and to fund vaccine production and distribution as well as testing and tracing. Barring any obstruction from the Democrats, the Senate would vote on the measure before turning to vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. He'll need 60 votes to get it through the Senate. Democrats previously blocked a similar bill. McConnell has brushed off the president. The president wanted a bigger bill. McConnell brushed him off, said, let's try to get this through as soon as possible. But Speaker Pelosi keeps blocking it. No idea whether this will go through. A $1.1 trillion relief package in July was also blocked. So how do we get this one through? We'll see what happens. Republicans trying to do the right thing. Democrats trying to run the clock out. 15 days until Election Day. So, of course, that's where they are. Now, coming up on Thursday, if we have the debate, Kirsten Welker is the woman's name. She is the person that's been tapped by the Commission on Presidential Debates. And despite their incredible embarrassment this time around, and the fact that they're clearly in the bag for somebody else, they've tagged Steve Scully for debate number two. Fortunately, that didn't happen because Scully was pushed out of C-SPAN, indefinite suspension. Trust me, he's never coming back. After he accidentally text messaged Anthony Scaramucci in real time, and it was caught in front of everybody. Caught in front of everybody it was. So Welker, who's 44, has been a White House correspondent at NBC News since 2011. She worked as a reporter in Rhode Island. But her parents, longtime, lifelong Democrats. Longtime, lifelong Democrats they are. Big supporters. And in fact, I'm going to play a clip for you here. I want you to hear a soundbite. It's from 2016, 4 years ago, almost to the day. In 2016, in a hot mic moment, Kristen Welker tipping off Hillary Clinton's communications director on questions they're going to be asking the candidate for an interview. Here's what we're going to be asking her. And she doesn't realize she's on, and then, well, then she's on, and then she goes on to something else. But I want you to hear bite number seven, because it gives you an idea of how deeply in the bag Kristen Welker is for the Democrats. Let's be honest. She wasn't tipping off Donald Trump's people, oh, we're going to ask you about this and this. Of course, you can predict what they're going to ask. Will you denounce white supremacy? You've never done it. Only 25 times this week. Well, you know, and the questions are ridiculous and ongoing. Did you cavort with the Russians? Is that you? Did you work with the Russians? And so on and so forth. But here's October 2016. Kristen Welker telling Jennifer Palmieri, here's the question that's coming. She didn't know she was on. Pay attention. Bite seven. Go.
Much. We go right to Kristen Welker. Kristen, go ahead.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you about Flynn.
Kristen, go ahead. You're live. Kristen Welker in the spin room. I believe she has the Clinton communications director with her. Go ahead, Kristen.
Okay, thank you. I think this is his last question.
You know, we have Kristen Welker. We're looking at her. She couldn't quite hear me before. Can you hear me now? If you can, go ahead.
Hey, Ari, I'm here with communications director Jen Palmieri for the Clinton campaign.
So there she is, giving prep to Jennifer Palmieri.
To tonight's debate, very fiery.
Very fiery.
Enough of this.
Very substantive.
The point of all this is, here's Kristen Welker telling you, we're going to ask you about Flint. We're going to talk about that question. That'll be our last question that we talk to the, you know, as a reporter, as a general rule, you don't tell people in advance what you're going to discuss. You don't. As a general rule, you don't need to tell people what you're going to discuss, ever. It's not necessary because how would you get a good, fair interview if you're telling them in advance what the questions are? Plus, you lose that spontaneity. You really do. You lose the spontaneity that you would normally have. And the only reason you would do that is if you're trying to help him out. You know, like Donna Brazile giving the questions and answers to the Clinton campaign prior to the debate, that sort of thing. Well, that's what went on throughout 2016. In this particular case, not only are they giving Joe Biden the answers, they're giving him a teleprompter to read the answers so he doesn't forget. The most frightening candidate of, well, one of them anyhow, of my lifetime is Joe Biden. No question, because he doesn't know where he is. He has no idea where he is. He's clueless. Anyhow, so there you got Kirsten Welker. That'll be Thursday. If it goes, because would it just be the irony of ironies now if Joe Biden says, yeah, I've got COVID. I can't do the debate. I can't appear. Does that help him? Hurt him? I don't know. I think it would hurt him badly if he didn't show up on the campaign trail at this point. Not that he's been out there much, but I think it would hurt him tremendously if he was off the trail now. So, all right, there you go. Let's see here. Coming up in the rest of hour number one, David Williams from the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. Richard Bruner will be here, board member for Sparrow. And Mercedes Schlapp joining us this hour as well. So sit tight. They're all on the way right here. It's a Monday. Good to have you here for the conversation. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those locations, of course, because we're looking to make a movement here. 15 days to go before the big election. 15 days. Man, it's coming down. It seems like it's going fast now, doesn't it? All right. Quick break on a Monday. It's the Steve Groove Show. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.